Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, there is ongoing outrage in Paris as online retailer Shein has opened its first ever permanent store today, with protests taking place in the city against it. To explain all of this, I'm now joined by sustainability advocate Pat Kay. And Pat, you're very welcome to the show. For the uninitiated, for those who haven't gone on the Shein website or even purchased off the Shein website, can you describe the platform for me?
Absolutely. Shein is an ultra fast fashion brand. Operates with a model that encourages overconsumption, disposable fashion, which of course leads to a lot of textile waste. On top of that, I suppose there are reports of factory workers facing unsafe conditions, very low pay. They have this incredibly opaque supply chain model. So it is an unsustainable business with high emissions, because we're obviously looking at constant production of new items, shipping of new items all over the world, the use of synthetic fabrics, and of course, the creation of very low quality and trend-based, garments that are not here really to last forever, or not even for a few years. You know, it's wear and binish, you know.
So give me an idea of what exactly they're selling on this website and what the costs are.
You know, I'm not a fan of the business, as you can imagine, so I haven't shopped there. But basically, you're looking into really cheap clothing, really cheap and like little bits and bobs, gadgets that probably don't work as you think they do. So it's all very cheap, made for instant, gratification, but nothing beyond that.
So sort of high volume, fast paced production model. And as you say, lots of concerns around the business model, particularly how it deals with its staff. And there has been multiple investigations, including a BBC probe this year that was claiming that some of their workers were working up to 75 hours a week.
Correct. That's correct.
So give me an idea about the scale of its popularity.
Listen, it's obviously very popular. You know, we live in a world where the action gap between your action and value gap is huge. We all want great things for the world, for ourselves. But when it comes to the action, you know, it's really hard sometimes to align our actions with our values. And that's because obviously there is a cost of living crisis out there. The people have no money. So when they are offered, you know, items that look like, okay, this will solve my problem today and at a very low cost, that's what people choose. So it's very hard for us to point fingers, because really it's in the hands of the corporation to do better rather than, you know, look at the consumer and like, how dare you shop there? They are just buying because that's what is on shelves. I'm a strong believer that businesses need to do better in that case, you know.
But this business has been valued at one point at 66 billion euro. Now, I know its value really fluctuates. So clearly, they're not going to be changing the business model, because it's hugely successful for them.
Exactly.
And there is great global demand for this product.
Yeah, exactly. The masses need, more affordable options, and that's what they do. The problem is how are they doing, and who is actually paying for that price at the end of the day? It might not be you and I, consumers. It's probably someone sitting in their supply chain, as you said, working 75 hours a week. So there's always someone paying the price. That's the reality.
Okay, so bring me to what's happening now in Paris. This is its first permanent bricks and mortar store in a pretty prestigious district.
Listen, it feels like it's an attempt for them to legitimize or rebrand itself as part of a high fashion world. Obviously, we're looking at what's arguably the most fashionable city in the world, Paris, you know, and we know that France in general, the country, has been at the forefront of pushing for fast fashion regulation. Earlier last year, lawmakers proposed fast fashion tax targeting, you know, amongst other players, Shein. So the store in Paris feels like a real provocation against those values. You know, a brand that represents poor sustainability practices, as we said, questionable values, and obviously that dark future for the fashion world. So not ideal, but I have no doubts there will be queues outside of the stores. Once again, going back to we need affordable options. It's how they are made. That is the big question mark, I guess.
Bring me through, though, the backlash that we've actually seen in Paris, whether it's from protesters or retailers or politicians.
Oh, it's a combination of all of that. Obviously, what France is trying to do is to boost local economy, support the local makers, the local designers. So you will have people screaming from every angle, from the politicians that are like, no, they can't be selling like this. If they need to do this, they need to pay more tax. So they're looking at surcharges per garment, transparency obligation. They're looking at advertisement and influencer, even restrictions. So the bill was approved, as a matter of fact, now in June 10th, I think, this year. But we are waiting for an effective legal date for it to start working, I guess. But, you know, politicians are asking for that. And as you said, like local makers and designers are not happy because they are also very well known for copying designs from local, you know, like artisan makers. So that's obviously a problem. And then consumers that want to see a better planet or want people to be treated equally, you know, regardless if they are the end consumer or a part of the supply chain. You know, people are like, this is just not okay. And then on top of that, I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but the childlike dolls, are we talking about that, Kira?
Yes, bring me through this, Roy, because it has intensified given the fact that there were childlike sex dolls for sale on the platform.
That's right. So strong concerns around the child pornographic nature of the dolls that were on that were listed. They were listed. So basically dolls that resembled kids, which is sickening, right? So 80 centimeter tall dolls holding a teddy bear. So you can't even say that is a full grown woman, right? So the French law, like French lawmakers are now looking into ban Shein's access to the French market, you know, and whilst Shein is now blaming the third party resellers, and they have suspended temporarily, I must add, their listing. But I suppose what this is highlighting at the moment is really broader issues with marketplace oversight. So anyone can sell whatever they want on Shein's platform. You know, we're looking into third party sellers, you know, issues and regulations, and how do you make sure they're doing the right thing? We're looking at illegal content under French and, as a matter of fact, EU platforms. So, you know, the French law has that power to ban Shein's access to the French market based on this. It's a very serious, of course, I suppose, situation. So it's still to be seen. For now, the listing has been suspended. And that's all we know.
Okay, so, Pat Kane, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us on The Hard Shoulder this evening. We'll leave it there.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.